The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya, joining us all the way from Johannesburg. A very good morning to you, Soku. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
Ah, we have one again, and I'm going to ask you only later on. But let's talk about the DRC's volcano. We have volcanoes in Africa.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Geography, you see I should have paid attention in geography. Okay, what's happening there? Tell me.
Yes, it's as scary as you say it. So we've got volcano watchers on the continent, and I think it's as simple as that. They basically watch active volcanoes, so it's not the dormant ones. They watch the active volcanoes in order to determine when they will erupt. I have a clip for you of one of the team of scientists who's doing this, and he basically tells us what he does every single day. So take a listen to this.
Say again, there's so cool.
I'm missing you. The volcano is like a sick person, and you have to monitor every time, every second, every 4 minutes. We have seismic data. Every 10 minutes, we have the situation of temperatures.
That it was Mahinda Celestine. Now, he's a scientist in the DRC, and him and his team of scientists basically live in a base camp in the eastern part of DRC in Goma, where Mount Ngi, I can't pronounce it properly, where the volcano is. And basically, this is an active volcano. And what they do, as he's describing, every 4 minutes, they take a look and read data that comes from they look, is it about to erupt? Is it dormant? Is it rumbling? And he basically does this so he can tell the community when to leave if it's unsafe. But, as many people, they believe at some point that this volcano was harmless. And in 2012, the volcano actually erupted and 90,000 homes were destroyed as the lava came down. Fortunately, no one died because they were able to evacuate the community on time. But it's just to show that, and now people believe them because many people at that time just thought, no, this doesn't happen. We've not upset the gods. Sometimes all these things come with superstitions as well. But he basically sits there with his team every single day of the year, every hour of the day, basically watching this volcano to see when it's going to burst. And I mean, if you can imagine, they're the people who are the last to leave. So they sit there, they watch, they put their prods up there and basically measure, is it about to erupt? Is it too hot? What's happening now? Was there an earthquake? And all those things are what actually can trigger volcanoes as well. If there's a tremor, is it just a tremor? Is it the volcano? So you can imagine the stressful nature that he goes through. But he does say that, they wish they had more people. They had more people hands on deck to help them out. And he basically then even does outreach programs within the community just to get people to understand how to live with nature, what it can do for you, and just to get more people into the field of science.
Oh, listen, at least we've got people that are willing to sacrifice their time for the better of others. So, because we are always a pleasure chatting with you. It's Friday. Do have a fantastic weekend.
Yes, and we are hoping the Chiefs wins, right?
Yeah, Wonage. Now, I didn't even need to ask you. You just knew exactly. Kaizer Chiefs all the way. Soku, we chat again on Monday when we are champions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.